live, baby.
We're live. Okay.
I can't wait to tell them that you invited me to come talk about a podcast at the strip club.
So, hey guys, welcome back to the Girls Rule Boys Rule podcast. My name is Vanessa G and I'm your host. Today we have a guest and our guest is Dante. Dante is an entrepreneur. Dante is an upcoming host who is focused on wellness and being just a wholesome man. So, Dante.
What up, though?
First of all, this is so funny because I'm on my healing journey and I am trying to be a wholesome woman. No, I've become. I think I've done a lot better with the way I behave and how I handle my emotions.
So you've been sober for what? Today is the 29th?
For 30 days.
Because 30 days.
It's the 30th
today.
Congrats
to that.
Thank you very much. I was like, of course we're going to do this podcast, woman versus men. So my last episode, I was talking about how I don't want to hate men anymore. Like, I'm tired of
being... Don't hate us.
No, I don't want to. So it's like...
Just because you came across maybe a bad batch...
Yeah.
You can't even just say like a bad one. Maybe you came across a bad batch.
Well, that's why I quit the strip club. Well, I've had so many bad experiences with men, not even romantically, but just in general. One time in New York City, my friend, she was just like, it was for her birthday. And there was this guy, he came up to her and he like grabbed her. And her cousin, we were like with a few people and it was her cousin. She's like attacking the man. I'm like, what the hell? So I run. And, you know, like in the moment, you kind of don't really process what's happening. And I'm like, what the, you know, like trying to be like, I don't even know what I thought. He punches us all in the face. Like literally the one girl had to be hospitalized, like was in the hospital having seizures and everything. My face, I had nerve damage for months.
That was he aggressive with the way that he, I feel like women get scarred by like stuff like that.
That's scarring, right? Like
it is scarring, but I think what you were saying, like you feel like you ain't have a good vibe with men. Like
yeah,
lately.
Like I've just had a lot of bad experiences, and I feel like a lot of times people will think romantically, but it's like no,
we live in a weird climate right now, though.
Yeah, very weird.
I think women make it tough.
No, because I'm healed. I really am healed, but. I was saying that's why I quit the strip club because I can't like be in an environment where men don't respect women. And it's just like now I'm going to
true
though. I'm receiving that energy, so I'm gonna like kind of put it back out there. So I don't respect you trying to like
boost
your ego. I think
guys have the wrong viewpoint on like girls that work in the strip club, because girls that work in the strip club aren't hoes all the time. Like I know girls that are like full-blown like saints, that they might be strippers, they might be battle girls. So I think that's just a stigma. But if you like a dude that really know, like, nah, that's just girls that's just getting their money. I'm a kind of guy, like, I respect girls that get money. So like working in a strip club, you can make 5, 6, 7, 8 sometimes a band easy, like mm-hmm. no stress, because it's a lot of weird dudes out here that's mm-hmm. really willing to give up their bread for nothing.
And that's exactly why, so in my last episode I was talking about that. I'm like, working in a strip club, if you know, you know. Like, it's not like, because I've done it too. Like, I've done regular waitressing, like I feel like I've done it all at this point.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I'm going to go to the strip club because I know like that men are just going to give me money just because, and they're going to give me like large lump sums of money.
And you ain't really got to do too much.
You don't have to do anything but breathe air and look cute.
But you are right, though. It is. If you have a direction, like, which I don't think a lot of women have, like you saying, all right, well, I don't want to work in the strip club no more because of my experience with men lately, right? And you might want to, not saying you want to find love, but you might want to find a dude to kick it with or vibe.
That's what
it,
I'm
right
saying, yeah.
And you're right, it is a tough place for you to find a dude in an environment like that. But I think on the flip side, a lot of women go through stuff and like experience things and complain, right? But like, and no shot to the ladies, but like they complain like, oh, I can't find a dude that's like taking me serious or like that love me or like treat me good. But you in the club 4 or 5 days a week, or you know, you're just in the wrong settings.
So let me ask you this, though. Does a woman who likes to go out, does that not make her a wife? Does that not make her deserving of a partner?
as a man, I don't want to be with a girl that party all the time. Now, partying occasionally is cool, but I don't want to be with a girl that's out 3-4 times a month.
Why?
I'm not out 3-4 times a month. So why would I want to be with a... I'm not that type of guy. Like, I'm just not... I'm not in the clubs. I can count on a couple of hands how many times I went to the club last year. Like,
are you the type of guy, though, that if you go out, you bring your girl?
So, that's funny that you asked that, because I ain't used to be like that. I used to be on some, like, I'm not going to the club with my shorty at all. And not a lot of the times, not because of I don't want to go out with my shorty, but, like, more on the essence of I'm very protective of, like, things like that. And I think bringing your lady for a guy in certain environments is not good. Because, for instance, you go out and, number one, you might be with all your guys and you're the only nigga that got your girl with you. It's already weird, right? Outside of that, you might go to the club, you got your shorty with you. My girl's going to catch eyes. Mm-hmm. Now, when somebody become disrespectful, now I'm in defense mode. Mm-hmm. Which leads to, in our climate nowadays, a lot of things can happen.
Sure.
All behind me going out with my lady. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think avoiding certain circumstances is important, but a lot of women don't understand that. Mm-hmm. You might tell your girl, like, yeah, I'm going out to the club and you're not coming, and she, like, everything in her mind is, oh, this nigga don't want nobody to see me, this nigga don't want nobody to know he got a girlfriend. I used to might have think like that too. I can't, like, be a liar like that. Mm-hmm. That was my thought process too. Mm-hmm. But as time went on, I started realizing, like, really going out with your shorty really give you more, like, it stamp you a little more.
I am a girl. I was a girl.
Like, she keeps trying to change.
That like to go out. So it's just like, you're not about to go out if, like, I can't come because I want to come because I like to go out. But
do you actually like going out?
I do. Okay. I did. No, I'm serious. I swear to God.
Do you like going out?
I did. Yeah.
Don't say I did.
No, like, I did.
Even now, do you feel like you like going out?
Yes. I love getting dressed. I love listening to music. Like, I love it.
So do you think being on this hiatus that you're on at this current moment, right? Which is not wrong with it. But do you think that you're not being yourself?
No, because I think that, well, first of all, let me tell you my backstory. Let me tell you a little bit. So I got into working in the nightlife during COVID, and it was like PPP.
So you was getting a big bag and you felt like, I can't get out of this.
Everybody, no, I'm telling you this because, let me tell you, everybody was a big baller. So I was working in the club, but I was also going out to the clubs. Like, and I was just like, mind you, I have a full-time job and I'm in school. Like, but I was just like, like, I was just so, like, just
the allure of niggas popping bottles had you, right? Had your soul.
Like, I was so turned. Like, I was so, like, I was having a ball, like, a really good time. But I was younger. Like, I'm 26 now, so I feel like
you're still young.
I still am young, but I was younger, and it was like the most extreme form of going out. Mind you, I started going out clubbing when I was 18 in Miami. Same. I had first experience, right?
You know, that shit come with a lot, though.
For sure. But so I was just, so listen, so I was young, I was doing it, like, I'm having fun. I feel like as I got older, I started to realize this is fun, but, like, these people don't actually care about me.
It's
a
transaction.
Yeah, it's just very weird. Like, stuff starts to get weird, and you kind of start to get into, like, the dark stuff of it, you know what I mean?
It is.
So it's just like, I started to not enjoy it. I'm like, I'm just here, like,
some of that has to do with also you getting to a, like, older age. You got a son, like,
yeah,
so those are just normal, like,
thought but processes. I felt like too. This even before, because before? I don't know if you know this, but I was living in Miami for a few months when I got pregnant, and I was just out there like, what am I doing? Like, I moved out there because, first of all, I was heartbroken. So I was trying to, like,
that
run
was
away
your fix.
Yeah, didn't help anything because I, like, it wasn't, like, you know, you think, like, you go to Miami and you're like, oh, I'm about to have, like, I'm about to be lit. But I was just like, I don't like this. Like, I'm not having fun. So it was just like, I don't know. I just started to realize I'm not enjoying this as much. So I still do like to go out, but not how I used to. I feel like I definitely like to go out like with purpose. Like, I'm not about to just go out with some like random dudes, you know what I mean? Just because they invited me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. And I talked about this in my last episode, or was it my last episode? I think I'm talking about this with my therapist. It's all the same at this point. Like,
that's good. You go to therapy. I need to go to a therapist.
Go to therapy. It's real good for you. So, I just realized that me trying to not be in alignment with that like nice life that I like to live, yeah, is just, that's not being real to myself. And I feel like you kind of associate that with the club, you know what I'm saying? Because, oh, I'm gonna go out, like, whose nice car I'm gonna be in tonight, like, you know what I'm saying? Not,
yeah,
that doesn't equate every time, but it gives you that feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that, so I that feel can
like,
happen.
So I feel like I was chasing that feeling, but I'm like, you actually, I could find that without doing that. So I feel like I'm coming to this common ground, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about, once again, your intention and where your goals is at. So like, you going to the club and you saying, this ain't really doing nothing for me. Well, maybe you just need to change what your goals are. Like, all right, I'm not going to the club no more, but I might go out for things that is purposeful, like for my podcast, or like to go network with people and do things that are at a high level. And that's still playing at a high speed and like doing nice stuff, but like just doing it differently.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've come to that realization, because I feel like I always was stuck in that feeling of, no, I want more, but humble yourself. And my therapist helped me realize, no, like, you're allowed to raise the bar, you're allowed to want
for sure
nice things. Like, but I'm
like that too. Like, I stress myself out wanting a lot more, and it's funny because I'll talk to people that just have different perspectives, right? And they'll be like, man, your life is great, your bad day is somebody's best day. I don't look at my life like that, but it's just because I always want more and more and more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so much. I'm doing a lot of self-discovery, and it's crazy because I feel like I always had a sense of self, but going through a hard time will, like, I don't know, like, it'll just, like,
what's going through a hard time?
I'm going through a hard time because I chose to have a child with someone who is not a good person. And it happens. Yeah, it's, and
life. I think kids are like the realest form of love that you really ever experience. I think a lot more women go through what you go through, right? Like, they go through a period where they have a child and they be like, damn, maybe this wasn't the right decision, like, maybe I shouldn't have had a kid with this person, right? Or maybe I should have waited to have a kid for, like, you know, I could have been in a better position. But, like, kids are beautiful. You, I feel like it's tough.
Like, I didn't just ruin my life. I feel like I ruined someone else's life.
Nah, not necessarily. I mean, granted, like, right? My father was in prison most of my life. Mm-hmm. My mom and my dad separated when I was 10 months old. And my dad was in prison most of my life. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been back to prison in a long time, and that's still my man's. But, like, to be honest, through my kid years until I was probably about, like, 17, 18, not that he was absent, but he couldn't be present. You feel what I'm saying? He was a phone dad.
Yeah.
So, and, yeah, that's hard. But, like, your kid is not the only kid in the world that's going through that scenario. And it put more stress on you to kind of, like, be in a spot where it's like, damn, I failed my kid. Mm-hmm. When really, you know, you might be a blessing. Like, you might be everything he really need. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, I think.
It's life, just a lot. Like,
it is, for sure. Life is about perspective, too, though.
Yeah. And that's why I'm trying to change the perspective. And that's why, like, this month has been a month of revelation for me.
That's the best way to do it, though. Like, I think that people get too caught up. And you might have been like that at a point in time where you, like, you caught up on the intangibles. Mm-hmm. Things that you're not going to change. Mm-hmm. If. And I had this conversation that I'm having with you, like, my homegirls, like, they'll call me because I'm just a level-headed person that'll have a convo. A lot of niggas ain't built to be fathers.
Yeah.
Mm. My dad is not a good dad. Mm-hmm. Like, he's more my homeboy. Mm-hmm. Not to say he's a bad dad, but he didn't get taught how to be a father.
Right.
You feel me? Like, his dad was absent. He don't know how to be a father. Mm-hmm. But he knows he's my dad, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if I call him and I need him, he gonna pull through. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people ain't meant to be parents, but they still have kids. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I think the hard thing for women is that they get, once again, like, that was somebody that you also probably loved. So then now it's like all of these things are colliding, and your mind ain't clear. Mm-hmm. But, like, you being a good parent, right? Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah.
We'll see what my child says. Yeah, I'm trying.
You're trying, you know?
It's just like, it's a lot of things, because also you have a kid, you go through postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. You don't even realize it in that moment.
Obviously, as men, we don't know what that is. But
like, and I don't, women, you don't realize either. And so you're like, not, sometimes you don't even realize when you're going through it. But I realized that I was experiencing postpartum depression. I was, first of all, I'm very emotional. Like,
I will tell. How? I just think it's a natural womanly thing.
No, and that's why I'm like, aren't all women emotional? Like, it's just like, super. A, it's like a, that's what we're made of. Emotionally. Yeah, like just like a lot of strong emotions. That's going through postpartum depression. And it's just like, all right, we're here now.
But now you feel like you smooth.
I think I'm getting better, and I think I'm getting to a place of acceptance and moving forward. A realization that I had was a lot of what I was doing was moving out of anger, sadness, heartbreak. Those aren't good things. You shouldn't move to Miami because you're heartbroken. You should move to Miami because that's where you're going to chase your dreams.
Well, like, I can't necessarily say that, though, because sometimes a new environment is plus. Like, sometimes a new environment is what you need, especially like where we come from. Like, I moved here from here when I was 21. I knew where I was going. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew the direction I was headed.
You went straight to L.A.?
Straight. Like, I knew where I was going, though. Mm-hmm. Like, from 7, well, not even, probably from, like, 15 to 21, I was on bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And I knew at 21, it was like, nigga, like, it's either you're going to go this way or go that way. So, I just booked it one way, like, and I just dipped. And it was the greatest decision I ever made.
I'm sure.
Yeah, like, it worked out in my favor. And granted, it was a lot of hard times, for sure. Mm. But, like, it worked out. Mm. And sometimes when you go through shit, sometimes you do need a new environment. So, like, don't feel like the Miami situation was, like, a bad play. Like, it might have not just had worked out. That might have not had been the right destination for you.
But I think that's why, like, you shouldn't make decisions out of, like, a negative emotion. Like, if you're going to do something, it should be out of, like, good. But that's why I felt like I felt so stuck. And I felt like I couldn't just get over it. It was like,
hey, at least you're pregnant. At least you did get pregnant. Hey, look, listen, let me tell you something. From a guy's perspective, right?
What?
When I meet women that might be like, when you 41 or 31 and you a woman and you don't have no kids yet, first of all, you're yearning for that. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of that, there's not a lot of guys that want to get you knocked up neither.
I think that women go through that, because I got homegirls that's in their 30s that be like, I'm trying to find a man to get
pregnant.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. But they can't find it because don't nobody want to get them pregnant, because, and I think this is where girls be lying, like, they be acting like they got all these niggas and shit, like.
You know what's crazy? I'm so glad that you say that, because who acts like that? I feel like men try to put that on women, and the women don't say that.
Nah, I think girls do. I think girls do make it seem like they got flows, for sure.
Nobody.
I think it's just
know how, what we
I think,
like.
I think it's on how women carry themselves. I don't think they blatantly be like, yeah, I got hoes, because I don't think nobody does that. But I think a lot of it is how they carry themselves. Girls will carry themselves like they super hot shit.
What do you mean carry themselves? Carry themselves confidently?
I think there's a very thin line between confidence and arrogance. There's a line. I think more girls.
The line is crazy.
More girls carry it like, damn, these niggas be harassing me.
They do sometimes. Why can't it be both? Like, why can't, like, some do be harassing you and some like I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
you might be pretty. You might got some lame niggas harassing you.
They're because if they was lame, I wouldn't be too mad.
You might got 30 DMs and might out of one of them DMs, it might be a real good catch out of 30. That's not a great ratio.
And then she gonna pick the loser anyways.
I mean, yeah, that's
she gonna overlook the
women
catch.
Like losers. Women like niggas that don't really got shit going on, in my opinion. They say they want niggas that got shit going on. That's why I advocate for my men. Like, don't be out here tricking on these women like you need tricking. To, bro.
Let's talk about
they broke niggas hitting that, bro. For real though.
I'm not doing anything with a man that I'm paying for anything. Like, you don't, like, why? Maybe you're not rich.
Why?
Because I just, like, for that, I'll go by myself. Like,
nah,
I don't know.
That's
it's
OD.
Just like, no, it's not, though. It's not, like.
You ain't never going to find a good man like that.
Yeah.
You're not going to find a good man with that thought process. I'm telling you. You already deleting so many niggas. You deleting a lot of men by saying, I'm not going to pay for nothing.
I just don't want that for myself. I feel like I'm happy, like, by myself then.
If you find a good man, right, What if you find a good man, like a God-fearing nigga that go to work and, you know, he really love you. He treats you good. He care about you. Like,
I'm going to therapy because I need to realize that that doesn't exist.
You ain't like you gonna be dating fuck niggas for the rest of your life.
No, listen to me.
You want a rich nigga.
I want a man that wants to live the same type of life that I do, and I just feel like if
you want a rich nigga, you know rich niggas come with shit, right? Are you ready for that?
No, listen to me. That's why I'm going to therapy. That's why I'm going to therapy.
So wait, but you're not trying to change your parameters, though. You're still on the same vibe.
No, I'm not. Okay, listen, let me finish my thought process.
Go ahead.
So I think that so my journey is that, like, I want whatever God wants for me. But at the end of the day, like, I know I'm a really good woman. Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, I deserve a really good man. And I feel like I operate at, I don't even want to say my highest self, but I try to be. Like, I move in that direction. So.
You feel like you're a good woman, but you don't want to go half on a bill with a nigga?
I think that I desire a certain lifestyle, and God is going to put a man in my life that will help me achieve that certain lifestyle, or like want to live that that lifestyle with me. There's a lot of men that don't make their woman pay bills. Mind you, it could be a man that makes $70,000 a year and he just lets his wife be a mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a rich person to do those types of things. It's just, look at me. I'm in my house by myself. Like, why do I need a man in here? Like, you're not going to pay a bill. Like, that just, like, doesn't make sense.
That's not what I said. I think niggas should pay bills. And listen, this just makes something clear. I pay bills. But I also have the side of me where it's like, sometimes life is hard. And if you're not with a lady that understands that sometimes life is hard, then shit don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've paid bills for a woman for 7 years that never had to pay bills, went on every 5-star trip, stamps on her passport, got 10 bags, closet full of shoes and clothes, like, business, like, all that. So, like, I did that already, right? Mm-hmm. But I still am humble to know that, like, if shit gets shaky, she could hold it down.
But I feel like that's different.
No, it's not. Because if you already have it in your heart that, like, all right, I don't want to pay no bills, right? As a woman, this is, and I'm not just saying you, I'm just saying in general. As a woman, right? If you don't want to pay no bills, you want to be taken care of. When the taking care of stops happening, you're gonna throw a fit. It's just a natural thing. And I only say that because as a guy, right, when you paying all the bills, when I say something, shut the fuck up. When I leave the crib, I don't want to have to answer to what you got to say. Don't call my phone 100 times while I'm out and about asking me where I'm at. I'm not sharing no locations with you. This comes with shit, though. And then when we get into an argument, it's easy for a nigga to be like, yeah, this my shit. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
In reverse, if you, as a woman, you got your crib and you get in here with a nigga and he start acting funny, you're going to be like, get the fuck out. But I think there needs to be balance.
I think there does. This conversation has become so tired to me. And do you want to know why? Because it's like, I have one husband. I have one single man that is my husband. So I don't really care what, like, this man wants and this man does. I just don't think that we should limit ourselves to, if I say this and that comes, like, you might think that, like, it's going to take me forever to find a man. And I feel like I've come to a point where I'm okay with that. I would rather have the man of my dreams that will take care of me than settle for, he pays the bills, but he's going to be mean to me when he goes out. Like, I'm not doing that either. You have to understand that. Like,
you want a perfect man.
I don't want the perfect man. I want my husband. And I think that my husband is going to see that I'm a woman that has her head on real straight.
So tell the world what you want. I want to hear it so I can understand.
What do I want?
Yeah.
I don't know what I want. What is your
qualities that you need?
I need so many things. It's just so hard. Like, first of all, I need someone who understands me because I'm a lot. Like, I'm just a lot of a woman.
So you want to be crazy?
No.
What you mean by being a lot, then?
Like, I'm a dreamer. I'm a thinker. So I'm a Sagittarius. Do you know Sagittarius are like the philosophers of the signs?
About, I don't know nothing really about signs.
Okay, like, I'm really, like, philosophical. What's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Okay. Fire signs. But, like, I just feel like I need a man who can, like, ride the wave of like, okay, we're journeying through life, like we're learning. I want a man that can teach me, like show me. And I feel like I'm always like above men, like mentally, not men in general, but like the men that I encounter.
I think a lot of women feel like that though.
Yeah, but I don't want to feel like that.
You know why?
Why?
Back to what I was saying earlier.
Arrogance?
No, it's hard to find niggas that got it all together. There's not many of us out here.
Us?
It ain't.
You got it all together?
For sure.
Okay.
Why not?
No, I'm not.
Crib, car, money.
Cool.
Credit. Mind right.
Cool.
I ain't got no kids. I'm a green flag.
That's a plus. You know what? That's on my list of requirements now. Like, if you have kids. I ain't looking,
but I'm a green flag.
If you have kids. No, I'm not doing
that's
it.
That's not. Yo, you have so many motherfucking stipulations for it.
No,
dude.
I don't.
You do.
You just said in LA and nobody out there got kids.
You still, you want a man with no kids.
Mm-hmm.
I done heard it clear. You want a man with no kids. You want a rich man.
Mm-hmm.
You want a nigga that's going to listen to you.
No. I want a man that's going to understand me.
Listen to you. But just on the 50-50 topic. I don't think 50-50 is good. No, I don't think so.
All right, well.
But I think that women got to understand if you don't want to go 50-50, then it come with shit.
That is true. But I think that, like, I feel like God is going to put me in partnership with somebody. And I use that word because, like, I think that a woman has to do something. You do have to bring something to the table. And I think that what I bring to the table to my husband, whoever he is, he's going to appreciate me. Yeah. And I think that, like, think of myself as an amazing woman. So I know my husband is going to be like, this is an amazing woman. She adds so much value to my life that paying the bills is not going to be a question. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I think the bills, I think that, and once you said it in the beginning that the 50-50 topic is very, it's very tiring. But I just think that it's still a topic because girls want this kind of life. Women want this kind of life, right? Women want to be catered to and taken care of. But my only thing to that, and I don't mind that. Like, I just genuinely feel like that's what men are supposed to do. Men are supposed to take care of women. When I was growing up, my dad took care of multiple women. You know, that's
actually one of my topics. So I feel like that's what be tripping me up too, because I'm like, isn't that like what part of being a girl is? Men be so mad at girls for liking nice things, but I'm like, we're girls. We're supposed to like purses and jewelry and cars.
I think the problem is girls don't put no work in for it no more. So like, even with the 50-50 thing, like, girls don't put no work in for a nigga to take care of them. Y'all only want to give us, and I'm not just saying you, just women in general. When I say y'all, y'all just want to give us pussy, and think that pussy and answering the phone and texting us throughout the day. Y'all think that that is going to be the all tell all of us paying y'all bills. And when you come into a man, and that's what you got to offer, then what you think you're gonna get out of the deal? And then they be brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm.
They be brokenhearted when a nigga spin off on them and go kill something out because, like, what you bringing?
I don't know. I just think that a lot of times people are, and this is where I am in my healing journey. Like, I think that people oftentimes try to force things. If a man doesn't see anything in me, then I'm not in a position anymore where I feel like I need to prove that. And I'm not saying I'm not gonna do any, like, I'm just gonna just not do anything. I'm not gonna bring anything to the table. But it's just like, if you don't see me in that way, in that positive light, then what am I here for? And I think that women stay in spaces where they're not appreciated, they're not valued, they're not even liked. So I just think that if we just didn't, you know, go to those places, we wouldn't even be having those conversations. And it's just like, also to me, it's kind of weird how men be like, why do men do that? Like, they be like chasing women they don't want, or they be messing with girls they don't want.
I'll just speak from a general standpoint. Like, I think we all chase things that we can't have, or we chase things. That's just, I think, a normal thing as humans. Like, even women do that. Women chase dudes that are out their league. Men chase women that are out their league. Mm-hmm. I think that's just a normal thing. I think as you get older, you start to realize, like, where you playing at. And that's just why niggas talk to girls in their DMs and never get a response and just be talking to themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I got homegirls that tell me that all the time. Like, most dudes, this is just from, like, from having a conversation with women, most dudes is lame. money or no money. Mm-hmm. Like,
and I've discovered that too.
Social media made the world lame. Because mm-hmm. like, nowadays the only way to be cool is if you cool on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you know, but I think the pool is slim out there. So it's like, if you got slim. A good joint, or if you got somebody, that's why I said to you, like, you got a lot of limitations, and the dating pool is all.
Yeah, like, I'm real cool with it.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm not saying it from like a place of hurt. I just like, again, going back to the conversation of, I feel like I was humbling myself. I feel like I was settling. I'm tired of doing that because it doesn't get me anywhere.
Yeah, you want something. You just feel like you want something good.
Yeah, and I feel like men, they be like taking that and like trying to make you feel small, because it's like now they're uno reverse, and it's like, it's, ha, a finesse. You think, yeah, like, ha, you think you got it? Watch how I'm gonna make you feel. And then it's like, how do we get here? I most didn't bring you no mind before.
Most people ain't really living how they make it seem, though.
That's true.
Most people ain't really make like. People ain't really living how they make it look like. I think, like, and that's just why I said, like, dating pool tough. Like, and obviously I know about this because, like, I just talk to people. Like, this is not my first conversation with a like with a girl. Like,
yeah, I'm sure.
I have these conversations with my homegirls, and they be voicing the same things to me.
Yeah.
I always just tell them, like, yo, man, you know, you gotta shoot where you want it at.
But that's what I'm saying, and I'm cool if it's gonna take a long time. I just know God has something good for me, and it's just like I don't feel that like I need to be out here so settling.
So
like,
are you giving anybody attention?
No, right now, no, I don't have anyone. I'm like,
is that boring?
No, not right now, because I feel like I was in a place where I was just like, not right. Like, I'm like, I'm so defensive. I don't think I was in a place to give love or receive love, so. I feel like right now that I'm trying to like really fix myself, because I also think that, you know, going back to those men of value, I look back and I'm like, what was wrong with me? Like, I'm certified, well, retired crash out. Like, I was just so insane all the time for, and that's, I'm like, women. You can't do that. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't ever want someone to take me there in anger or like emotion. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I never experienced crash out shit, thank God.
Not so sure. Let me ask you this. Do you feel that men make women crazy, or are women just crazy?
Think that there is a lot more men than there isn't that manipulate women.
Yeah.
And that's just the honest truth. Niggas be manipulating women. I'm the most brutally honest guy you ever gonna meet in your life.
No, I'm just kidding. I was just laughing.
I like to talk trash though. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I like to talk trash, but yeah. I'm very, very, very like brutally honest. Mm-hmm. Like, if we fucking, we fuck. Like, I'm that kind of honest. Mm-hmm. Something that can get misconstrued, because people could look at me and think they're like, oh, this nigga's like a player. And like, I don't really think I'm a player. I think I'm more honest than anything. And if you gonna play hardball with me, then that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, but I think more men today manipulate women. I think the niggas today, a lot of them are soft. I hate to say that, but like, do a lot of girl shit. Like, more men act like females. They like gossip and do girl shit.
I wanted to talk about that. Bros over hoes, because I feel like, to me,
for sure,
anytime you're saying yeah, like,
yeah, for sure.
Bros over hoes.
I think it's important to have your fellowship, and it's important to have time with your lady.
Why though? Why do, like, not even in time, but I feel like men hold their boys higher than women. Like,
some dudes are gay. some dudes is gay, for sure. Like, real shit. Like, some niggas is gay. Some niggas, I'm hanging out with my niggas right now. Like, I don't even want to see you. I might be going, oh, I'm not that type of nigga.
I'm so weak.
I'm going home to my lady to rub my legs.
Because,
that's me.
Yeah.
But every nigga's not like that.
Yeah.
More niggas, you're right. More niggas is like, oh, I'm with my niggas. Like, no, but I do think it's important to have. I just personally feel like, bro, I'm a dude that, like, I like to be around women.
Wouldn't you? I just feel like that's like,
I like to be around women, and even like my shorty, I'm gonna tell her, like, I'm trying to hang, like, when we go out, I'm trying to go out with some female. Like, I like to play like that. Like, I want to go out with girls. Like, I want you to bring girls around, and like, we hanging out with girls. Mm-hmm. And it might not even be on some just super like sexual shit. That's not even like
So does your girl, is she okay with that? Do you guys bring other girls into the relationship?
We have, but I think that my specific situation is like, I think it's more like she know that, like, that's my interest. So I think that just being a good woman, that, like, she just going with it. I don't really think that
a good woman, because she's okay with you bringing other women into your relationship.
And it's not necessarily me. I don't want to bring the girls. I want her to do it. But, like,
but you want other girls in your relationship.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's natural as a man. I think that women need to stop thinking that, like, the reality is that as a guy, we always want women. Like, it's just the truth.
So women should be okay with...
No, I ain't saying be okay. I'm saying find your balance in your relationship, right?
My balance is none.
That might work for you, you know? That might work for you. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? You might find a guy that worked for you. Mm-hmm. But don't live by what the world is telling you to live by. Right, that's how I see it.
I see that as the world is telling you to live by that, because to me, God did not say.
No, the
God said marriage. God said one partner. God said no infidelity.
I'm a God-fearing man, but I ain't read all the scriptures yet, so I don't know what he said for sure. Right,
that's what he said.
But you should read. I will tell you, I'm big on do what works for you. Because
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of relationships that work, and they do very obscure, weird, different things, and they work. They last the longest. Whereas it's people fighting this stigma that we gotta live like this, and it gotta be like this, and that shit causes mayhem. You know what I mean? So I live on the side of I'm trying to do shit that I want to do.
Polygamy?
Not polygamy. No, I don't think it's like that. And it's not. I think people put too much sexualization into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just sexual. Like, I'm talking about, like, yo, I'm trying to be around some females on some, like, we finna go to dinner. You know what I mean? We might be at the crib just cooling, watching TV. I might cook y'all some dinner, and we hanging out. If it goes to something else, then that's cool. You know what I mean? Like,
if you had too much wine over dinner.
Yeah, I ain't frowned upon that. What would you rather have? And I'm obviously gonna play devil's advocate with you, right? Because this is, and I'm just being honest with you, because I've been around the block. Like, would you rather have a nigga that you openly know that y'all are sharing another woman, or would you rather be with a nigga that's doing it behind your back and you never knew?
I'd rather never know.
You rather never know?
And when I mean never know, I mean from the bottom of my core, never know. Because let me tell you this, and this is something that, like, I struggle with this because...
What if you never know and then you find out and it's the man that you love?
Well, then I'm heartbroken, because I will never be okay with that, because I feel like that is something that I've really, like, struggled with, you know, this last person in my life. I've had someone tell me they're used to a woman being okay with it.
I don't think no woman is okay with it.
But that's what I'm saying. And I don't want to lie to myself like that, because I'm very loyal. It really hurts me when someone crosses me in any way. So it's just like, I'm not.
Do you think it's crossing?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. But to each their own. I don't want to fight you on the topic, because, you know, like, if it works for you, it works for you, and I'm okay with it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. And this is where the place of God, I don't want to change anyone's opinion. Like, if a man comes to me and this is what he believes and this is what he wants, that's just cool. Out. It's my job to remove myself. Yeah. I don't have to, like, sit there and convince anyone. I feel like that I would do that a lot, too. I would try to say, well, this is why. And I used to be like, I'm not going for none of that.
I think more women need to be like that.
Yeah.
More women need to be understanding that, like, it's millions and millions and millions of people in the world. It's somewhere out there. Somebody's out there for you.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, that's why I don't care that, like, I'm setting these limitations. And, like, I have so many things in my
career. You just got to be willing to go to them extremities to find it, though. And not just necessarily you going out in the world trying to find it. But you got to be able to put yourself in the right environments to find what you're looking for.
Absolutely. I know that in some point in my journey, even, like, with everything that I'm doing, like, I'm sure you've seen on my Instagram, like, I'm trying to, like, put myself out there and just chase my dreams for real. And I feel like God has called me to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I feel like anytime I follow God's lead, he puts me where I need to be.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so it's like, when I follow God's lead, I know at some point in my journey, I don't care if it's 20 years from now, I will find my husband and I will find the things. And that's why women be like, oh, like, I wish I could have a man like that. You can. It's just, but you didn't want to wait. And I feel like, you know, having a kid with the wrong person has proved that to me. Like,
I'd be one of them girls be saying that to, like, my situation.
What? Oh, like, how did you find a man like that?
I'd be wondering.
Probably, but I would never say that, because you be trying to bring other girls into the relationship. So it's,
I think it's just more of a perception of, like, my philosophy is, and obviously I think this is just like a, I hate saying this because I think that, like, girls take it like I'm being a ain't shit nigga, and I don't like to be an ain't shit nigga. But to me, the reality is that most niggas ain't shit. That's just the reality. Me, that's just how I think. Like, mm-hmm. as a man, I'm always gonna want, we always gonna want women.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I think that is something that I realized comes from your father. Like, you don't think that of men because your father was catering to different types of women.
Probably so, but I think even from a young age, right? And I had this, I always say this saying, like, all the time. When you were a little girl, right? The conversations that were had was stay away from boys. Mm. When you're a little girl, all little girls, the conversation is stay away from boys until you're 18, right? Mm. So from 0 to 18, the conversation is stay away from boys. Mm. If you're in a real strict household, it's like stay away from boys forever type time. You feel me? Until you secretly sneak out and go get you some. When you are a young dude, like when I was a kid, it was, where your girlfriend at? Mm-hmm. Kindergarten, first grade, where your girlfriend at? How many girlfriends you got in school?
Mm-hmm. You're not the first guy to say this to me, and the guys that say it to me, it's like, but look at your dad, look who's saying that to you. Like, the men,
I don't think it's just your parent that say it. I feel like all people say that. Even if one of my homeboys come through with his son,
you,
like,
say that to my son,
how many girlfriends you got?
You getting out my house.
Why?
Because, like,
you don't want them to have a lot of girlfriends.
No, like, I don't. Like, what do you need girlfriends for? Go to school, get a job.
I feel like it's tough though, because then he might not be like, if you meet a dude, right? Let's just say, right, you meet a dude right now, you 26, you meet a dude, he's 26, he ain't never got no pussy before.
Great, he's a man of God. For just what I need.
That is, oh my God. Y'all be capped out, yo. That is not what you're gonna say. You're gonna be like, what's wrong with you?
Probably, but can I say this? Like, okay.
Say the truth.
No. But I think that boys will be boys.
Yeah.
I feel like men hate women.
These days.
Like, I just feel like men, I love, like, y'all. It hurts them to treat, like, a woman nicely.
Y'all.
Not even good, but, like, nicely. Like, no. Even, like, when you're having sex with the girl.
No,
like,
no. You know why, though? Because women take our compliments as flirting. Women take us being nice to y'all. It's all misconstrued nowadays. You can't even tell a girl she look good. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, why are you talking to me? I hate that. I hate mean women. I hate it so much.
I think that's right, but, like, I feel like you're a mean woman. You're probably just, like, a mean person. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I don't think that most of the time women take compliments badly. I mean, no, if you're doing it, like,
I'll compliment women in public and they won't even respond back to me. I'll be like, damn, shorty, I don't want to get at you.
But just, maybe it's like that then. I feel like women are so used to being catcalled and, like, being made catcalled, like, hey, yo, shorty, like. You don't think I heard that?
Crazy cat call. If that was cat calling, that was crazy.
That's how niggas holler at you. That's what cat calling is, hollering at you. That's how niggas be, yo, shawty.
That is weird. It's uncomfortable. Crazy. Like, we're scared. We're literally scared of men. Like, we get raped. We get, you know, sexually assaulted.
You're right.
We are scared of men.
So y'all can't keep living through life just thinking that. Listen, respect to the women that have been through traumatic experiences, right? But, like, y'all gotta move forward sometimes. I feel you.
But we don't know. You're just a random stranger in the public, like, complimenting us. Like, you know, I've learned to just be like, thanks. Like, and just, like, keep it pushing. Because, like, I don't even want you to get mad at me and be like, frick you, and, like, kill me or something.
Y'all think that's how that works?
Maybe you're not crazy, but there's really crazy people out here. Like, men are, like, crazy. Yeah.
Damn.
So you tell me, what is your ideal woman?
That's a good question, but that's tough. I think I'm simple. I don't think
you're simple.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not one of them guys that, like, require a lot, because I feel like I do all the work. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a real man, like, in my opinion, like.
Don't you think most men think that of themselves?
Niggas know that they not real men, If you're not taking care of your lady, you know you're not a real man. Mm-hmm. And this ain't like no contradiction to the 50-50 part. Mm-hmm. Because I just personally feel like being a man, that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm also not one of them dudes that's like, you're not worth nothing if you don't do it. Mm-hmm. You still have value as a man if you're not trying to like pay a girl bills and like mm-hmm. shit like that. There's still value.
I agree in that space, right?
But like me in my life, I think taking care of a woman is key. Mm-hmm. And that means, you know, just bringing value to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like putting her upright. Mm-hmm. I live life like, and I think I'm like that with everything. Like, mm-hmm. even my friends and my relationships in general. Mm. I'm trying to bring whatever I can to whoever I'm fucking with. Or if you my people, if I got a resource, you can have it. I'm just like that. Mm. So when I'm with my lady, it's no limitations. I got you.
So all out. Like a woman who wants to receive, I guess?
Well, I just want a woman that know how to do the basics. Cook, clean, fuck, and shut the fuck up. You know, it's, I don't really think that's too complicated.
It's not, but and I feel it, like all men say that, but it's not really what they want.
It's what I want. I genuinely don't yearn for a lot. Mm-hmm. I think I'm not a really good receiver. I'm a good giver. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, I just want a woman that like got my back, that really loved me for real, for real. Mm-hmm. And like not like the intangibles, you know?
So do you feel that you want a woman who like made it out the mud with you? Like, I don't,
my situation is made it out the mud.
If you were to become single though, and I hope that doesn't happen, but if you were to become single though, do you feel like it would be hard for you to be in a relationship? Because I feel like a lot of men want that, like they want somebody who was there with them through the struggle.
I think it's a plus when a woman is with you when you made it out the struggle, because mm-hmm. she elevated with you. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a necessity though. If mm-hmm. I was to ever get single again, I'll be able to get another chick. Like, mm-hmm. I think the struggle for me is I don't trust, mm-hmm. know you, mm-hmm. for real mm-hmm. to get in like get like that with you.
Yeah.
When you've been through shit too, like it makes you more paranoid. Mm-hmm. So for me, if I ever was to like get back into the world, I think I probably won't like get into another relationship.
Ever.
It would be a very long time.
Yeah. You know what though? Like
I even tell my shorty that. Like I'd be like, if I ever leave you, shorty, like, dang, yeah. This would be chopped. Mm-hmm. And I also lived with my shorty for all this time that we've been together. So it's like, I'll probably never do that again. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way, but I probably would never do it again.
Do you feel like she is part of the reason why you are successful? Do you feel like a man needs a woman by his side to be successful? A good woman, at least.
I think it's beneficial. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need it. Mm-hmm. If you're really an alpha, like mm-hmm. you know how to get it, mm-hmm. then nah. Like I think my shorty got with me because she knew what I was gonna be. Mm-hmm. That's not no brag.
And she's lucky for that, because I feel like a lot of girls do that. They see the potential in the guys, but that potential is just their dream.
Yeah, like I was already doing my thing when I was young. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've been doing my thing for a while, so it's like, mm-hmm. Obviously it got more elevated as the years went on, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, yeah, when you got a woman by your side, that stability is great. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I was already doing my thing, so I think it was, like, when she came and decided to come live where I'm at, I had a crib already. I was mm-hmm. 21. I had a crib. Like I was already situated. I didn't have a car, mm-hmm. but I moved to LA, and in the first 7 months, I had already had my own crib. Mm-hmm. So I was already cool, and mm-hmm. and I wasn't rich, but mm-hmm. I had some bread. Like I was mm-hmm. cool mm-hmm. for a young nigga. You mm-hmm. feel me? So. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she added value.
And that's the thing though too. I feel like it gets different with age. You don't have all these things when you're 18, 20, 21, like, but I'm just like, I'm,
if you pushing 30 wrong, as like, a man, right, if you pushing 30, and I think this is why I say the dating pool tough, if you pushing 30 and you don't really got no crib, you ain't got like no, you ain't got your credit right, you don't got your, you're not just together, and granted, right, I talk about this on my podcast, this is kind of like the basis of why I talk about these things. If you a dude and you don't, and this isn't no shot at nobody, but like, mm-hmm. if you ain't got like the basics, you shouldn't even be dating.
That's what I'm That's yeah. what I say. Like,
if you gotta drive a shitty car once you go to work,
yeah, you shouldn't really you shouldn't even really be dating.
That's what I'm saying.
If you ain't got your own shit. But on the other side of that, as a woman, right, you also shouldn't be. Women give a lot of leeway for niggas like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some niggas be requiring a lot and don't really got shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's just a nigga thing.
Do you feel like a woman has to have a certain amount of stability or for sure. be at a certain place in her life to ask for those things?
If I was ever to get single again, I would never date a woman that doesn't make... And I hate to make it a money thing, right? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't date a woman that wasn't a six-figure earner.
Mm-hmm. I hate when people like try to make finances a bad thing, because I'm like, at the end of the day, if you're going to be in partnership with somebody, you can't be making a certain amount of money. It doesn't even have to do with money. It's about lifestyle.
If you see a woman and she got a potential, or you see a man and he got potential, mm-hmm. and you feel like he actually going in that direction of the potential, mm-hmm. it's different than a nigga might have potential, mm-hmm. and you see it, but he don't see it. Mm-hmm. Now, if he got potential and he trying to go in a direction, rock with him. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, like, obviously you have stipulations for your dating life, right? Mm-hmm. But you might really come across a guy that might got all the package that you want, right? Mm-hmm. But he might be coming short in some spots. Some spots might not be like...
Some spots are negotiable.
But yeah, like some things is... He might not be able to pay all your bills right now.
I don't think that a man should be able to... Like, I don't think that paying bills, like, really comes into play until you're living together. Like, first of all, I don't want to live with a man immediately. So it's like, I'm not going into it and I'm like, you gotta pay my bills.
If you dating... As an adult, right? If you dating, and because when you dating and you got your own place, right? And he got his own place, he might be at your crib 3-4 days a week. He might be at your spot 3-4 days a week. You might be at his spot 3-4 days a week, right? And I think as a guy, I think it's only right for you to like look out. I think looking now is beautiful.
Yeah, you know? But I feel like it's a difference between like expecting for someone to pay your bills. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think most women, I mean, I'm sure there are, but like most level-headed women aren't meeting a man and like, you have to pay my bills. But that's where it's just like, but like.
She on this shit, boy. Y'all some hot water. Y'all trying to get at this.
No, they're not.
Ain't no motherfucking 50-50 on the first date, niggas. Your ass is grass.
I'm sober and I'm not talking to nobody.
So wait, if a guy right now want to take you out on a date, it's quiet?
Oh no, he can take me on a date. I'm dating. Like, I will date, but I just haven't met somebody that makes me want to go on a date.
You ain't got a roster.
I wish I had a roster. I'm not gonna lie.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
No, man.
No, I wish I did, because like I want to date. I want to date. Like I feel like I'm ready to date. I'm ready to meet new people.
So accept niggas in your DMs. I don't take you out on a date.
My DMs be dry. Like
really,
real dry. And I feel like that's why. When I was working in the strip club, I liked that feeling of like potential like guys, but like on Instagram there don't be nobody there. Like
maybe you need to switch up your aesthetics on Instagram.
I feel like that too, but I just like I took weeks off of Instagram too. Like I'm just so tired of having to do stuff like that. I just know that my husband, like the man that's gonna be for me, I'm gonna meet in person.
Did you get on
like,
a dating app?
No, I'm not doing that.
It's good people on dating apps. People find love on dating apps.
I'm sure they do, but I just,
people
I don't know.
Get married off Tinder.
Yeah, I'm not really there yet because.
I only know that because I be going to comedy shows a lot. And that'd be like the people that be at the comedy shows be talking about that.
Tinder?
I love going to comedy shows. Matter of fact, you want to find you a good dude, go to a comedy show.
That's true. Probably will find me a good dude at a comedy show.
These niggas don't know how to take girls on good dates, man.
They don't. They just want to
take
y'all
to motherfucking roof, Chris.
Yeah. But I've been on a few good dates, actually. But you know what's crazy? Sometimes you just don't like the person. And that's why I don't like to meet people on social media, because I feel like I need to see how we vibe out in person before I'm going to meet you. Like,
I think it's really just there's nowhere to meet people nowadays outside of social media. Or the
club.
That's
not true.
Or the club.
That's another thing why I like the club, because like you would just meet everybody. No, like it's just a very social environment.
Liked
the club.
The club is better out here. To be honest,
you know what? My best friend's from California, and she says that
Philly has great nightlife.
I don't go out in Philly anymore. Philly has, but that is
Philly,
where I
Philly has very I good really nightlife.
Like thrive.
I think that the sections. Yeah. I think that the section life, right? I think that that kind of like throws a lot of things off.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to sit. That's my only thing with this. I love to dance and I love to be up and I love to be like, you know, vibing. But like, I need to sit at any given moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I do sections, but like, I do feel
it's
like
just uncomfortable.
I feel like our new the new vibes is whack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's whack.
I think so too. But that's why I just like I'm not interested in anybody. It's just because I'm trying to redefine myself as a woman. I just want to vibe out.
That's cool. I think the only tough thing that you may encounter is that I think that a lot of women are running from heartbreak.
I think you're right. I think I was before, and that's why I feel like it was important that I stopped drinking, because I feel like drinking would bring out like my defense side, and I'm like, I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be like scared, or like I just want to accept things that like are natural to me. And that's why when something doesn't align with what I want or make me feel good, I'm just removing myself.
Yeah, because we all got trauma. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We all got trauma, we all got brokenness to us, right? Mm-hmm. But like living life being scared of everything, mm-hmm. it's not a good, like, you're never gonna get shit living mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
you're never gonna find nobody living like that mm-hmm. either. Mm-hmm. And nobody good, because mm-hmm. me as a nigga, I'm back on the streets, man, this shit gonna be tight knit over here. Like, if the shit ain't right, then I'm just gonna ghost you.
That's what I'm saying. All right, I'm not gonna ghost you, but like, I'm just not entertaining that. Like, I feel like you
know. How many chances you giving guys right now? If the first date is whack, are you gonna give them another spin?
You get one chance.
Nah, that's not like, good.
Ooh, that's, I'm lying because I just had this guy.
What happened?
Little red flags. Yeah.
Understandable. Yeah. I mean, I think it's very important to like feel things out.
Mm. So back to your question, I'll give him two chances.
Two chances? Mm-hmm. That's good. First dates is tough.
Yeah, I agree.
First mm-hmm. dates is tough. Mm-hmm. First yeah. dates is tough. Mm-hmm. First date is very tough. Because, like, I think nowadays, and as we talked about it, like, talking to girls on social media and then getting to real life and you not really knowing what to expect. Mm-hmm. Like, me, I probably would never go on a date coordinated off social media. Mm-hmm. We gotta talk on FaceTime and we gotta rap.
Yeah, I feel you.
I need to hear your voice. I need to see what you look like, because you could also get catfished. A lot of girls be looking good on social media and don't really look good in real life.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of credentials that I think both sides, men and women, fall victim to before they even get to a date, right? They just be moving too fast and trying to like go out on a date. Girls, I think, do it just so they can go get a little meal.
But that is not true. But what? Like, okay, whatever. Why do men feel like girls can't just take themselves to get a meal?
Girls definitely go out on dates so they can get a meal.
Okay, I'm sure some do. Not all. For sure. Like, they definitely, for sure.
Some girls don't got the bread to go out and spend $250 on themselves at dinner. So, you know.
Well, more power to them. Like, you go get that experience. You might as well get it how you can.
I respect the hustle.
But anyways, all right, let me ask you one last question. Would you date a woman with kids?
Yeah. When I see a girl with kids, when I see a girl with a kid, I'd be like.
Eight kids?
No, a kid. A kid. Not eight. If you got more than one, I might not. I probably can't spend that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't probably spend it. Unless. It's a scenario where, like, you got one. I mean, you got two and there's one baby dad. You got to be fired.
Men be liking that. Like, they be wanting to be a stepdad. Do you feel like you'd be feeling like that?
I would be a great stepdad. Facts.
Why do you feel like men be, like, fetishizing?
It's not a fetish, but genuinely, though, I really think, and I don't know if all men think like this, but this is really how I think. Mm. Somebody nutted in you for a reason.
Mm. Yeah, but
it could be a multitude of reasons.